Now, if you know from Bible study, when we open with prayer, you don't have to do what? You don't have to close your eyes and bow your head. You can watch as we pray. So let's begin with prayer. Lord, we give you thanks because in your word, you've given us life. Not only life here, but the promise of life forever with you. Guide us today with your Holy Spirit. Help us so that your word may grow deep in our hearts and our minds. And we will follow in your way. All these things we ask in your holy name, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, today and forever. Amen. Amen. Well, today, okay? Did you understand what I said?
I think I got
how many five. Of you understood? You,
I got five.
You got five words? Okay, all right. I started off that way because when I was up here signing, you had no clue what I was talking about, right? Well, often, if it was reversed and there were deaf people here and we were just up here talking like this, how many of the deaf people would understand what we were talking about? They would understand the same thing what you guys understand when all I do is sign. So today, I would like to share with you some of the things that we do in deaf ministry, but I would also like to teach you some signs. Do any of you know how to sign? Any of you know how to sign? Yeah, okay. How many of you are willing to learn how to sign? All right, cool. All right, good. Well, let's start off with that today, because when you're signing, signing is just like drawing a picture, all right? And so if you were in Bible study, you know the first sign, so help your neighbor, okay? So once you put your hands out in front of you like this, okay? And you put your middle finger out like this. What you're gonna do is take your right hand and touching your left palm, and left hand touching your right palm. What you've done is touch the nail holes in Jesus' hands, so that, of course, is the sign for
Jesus,
yeah, okay. So now I want you to take your hands and give yourself a hug. Because if you love somebody, what do? You give them a hug. So that's the sign for love, all right? So you put those together. You have Jesus, all right? Loves, give yourself a hug. And then take your finger like this and go like that. What did we just say?
Jesus loves me.
Loves me. Isn't that pretty cool? See, that's why you and I are here today. You and I are here because we know that Jesus loves me. We know that he died to forgive our sins. We know what he has done for us. Well, the challenge for us is most deaf people do not know that. Most deaf people do not understand. They have no idea of what his love is for them. And in fact, if I were to say that why I do this, why I do deaf ministry, is because if we had a whole group of deaf people here right now, and I'm going to ask, oh, let me see here. Well, I'll pick on you. You're right in front. Okay, yeah, right in front. Way back. But you're right there. Okay, I'm going to ask you to stand up. Okay? If we had a whole group of deaf people right here, that's about how many would believe in Jesus. The rest of you don't. So she's going to heaven. The rest of you are going to hell. Is that a good thing? Yeah, I know. And then maybe we can have one more person stand up. So we have two of you stand up. That's much better, right? So if we have two people going to heaven, the rest of you going to hell, that's much better, right? Yeah, not really, no. See, so thank you. But that's why I'm involved with deaf outreach, is because I cannot accept that only 2% of deaf people are going to go to heaven and the rest of them are going to hell. And one of the reasons because of that is really what you and I are learning right now is because of signing. Because a lot of times, deaf people, they will be brought to church. And I understand, I talked with one of the elders back there. He knows that they're the deaf couple who live right up the road, right? But I asked them, do they go to church right now? And the answer is, I don't know. And see, and that's one of the challenges, because if you have a deaf people and they come to church, it's really tough. Because understanding and communicating is hard. So what I'm going to teach you, we're going to practice what you learned to sign today, because I want you to do this, okay? So what are you learning today? All right, sign it with me. Okay, that's your first phrase. All right, second phrase, we're always going to start with what today? Jesus, okay. Second phrase, the second sign is still love, but now I want you to take your hands like this, and I want you to go like this. Whoa! Is that so hard? No, not really. Well, see, that's what I get to do. We get to go and tell deaf people that Jesus loves you, and he died to forgive your sins. And the challenge is, you know, people say, well, why not? When children, when they're growing up and they're brought to church, well, they're brought to church. They come to learn about Jesus, right? Well, do you realize that most deaf children are born to hearing parents? When the hearing parents have deaf children, they automatically learn how to sign, right? You know, they don't. Only about 70% of moms learn some sign, but only about 30% of dads learn some sign. And a lot of those signs, someone says, and I have dad tell me this, well, yeah, I can sign. I can tell my children it's time to. I can communicate with my children. Well, that's a great conversation, right? But what about? See, and that's the problem, is that a lot of times they will come to worship and their parents, great parents, they will bring them to church and they will come to church every Sunday. What if you came to church and that's what you understood every week? Would you want to come back? Yeah, I know. And that's why most deaf kids, even if their parents bring them to church, they grow up thinking that church is boring. Yeah, and they don't want to go to church. We even had young deaf people. They had gone to church with interpreters when they were growing up, okay? But nobody else signed, but they had somebody who signed in church, all right? But when we met with them and we were talking with them, oh, and I remember this clearly, they were talking together, and these were all, you know, Baptists and Catholics and Episcopalians, they were all writing it down, and they were going, Pastor, did you know that our some churches teach Jesus is God? Well, yeah, we do. But they'd gone to church their whole life, and they had no idea who Jesus was. That Jesus is God himself. And so that's one of the reasons why we need to help deaf people and teach them a way they can understand so they know God's word and they can share with each other. I think our study this morning, we could have gone on for a long time in our Bible study this morning, right? Somebody said we could have gone to like 5 o'clock this afternoon. Whoa, yeah, awesome. Well, you have to realize when you come to deaf church, your worship service is normally an hour, right? You finish? Oh, no, come to deaf church. We stay for an hour and a half, two, three. How many would like to do that today? Yeah, awesome. We got one. Oh, wouldn't that be cool? See, that's why. Is because, well, one, is signing is different, but because we get into so many deep discussions and we sign with our deaf people that normally, if you're in a hearing church, you don't get an opportunity to ask. And so with our deaf, man, we get into deep discussion with them. And oh, it's awesome. Now, you know a deaf boy when you were growing up, but you never learned how to sign, did you? No. Boy, we're going to have to work on that, right? So you're going to learn what we're doing today so you can go and share with them tomorrow, right? Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right, good, good. You heard that, right? So you can practice with him, okay? All right, so let's go. So you ready? So we know what? Okay, so now I can say what? Very good. Okay. Now, the next phrase we're going to do is a little bit harder, okay? But it always starts with what? Jesus. But I want you to take your right hand and put it down, all right? Left hand goes face up. So right hand goes palm down, left hand goes face up. And when you turn it over, all right? That's the sign for died, okay? And now, the way I teach people when I'm working with people, remember this, I don't know about you, but my mother always told me, if your grandmother knew what you were doing, she would roll over in her grave, okay? So that's how we remember died, okay? So put it all together, so Jesus died, all right? Now, next hand always goes palm up on the left, right hand goes palm down, but it goes on top of it, and you clean it off. That's how you sign forgive. It's like wiping the slate clean. So when you put it all together, you also have Jesus died, roll it over, to forgive. And then you can also point to, or you can point to, isn't that awesome? See, that's what we get to do. We get to travel and share with that people that Jesus died to forgive your sin. And I don't know if you know, but his dad used to be a pastor in deaf ministry. Did you know that? Most of you know that, right? Well, his dad, when we started, was one of our 60 deaf pastors and workers in the LCMS. Today, we have 5 left. And so that's because of budget cuts and all these things, you know, finances. Well, we decided, my wife and I, that God is guiding us to train deaf people. And so what we do is we travel and work with deaf people here in America, training them so they can learn that Jesus died to forgive their sins, but even more deep. Plus, we work with deaf people all across the world. And if you want to stay after worship, I don't know what we're gonna do for lunch, but we can talk more after if you wanna learn more international things. But I'll tell you what, I have found that many of our deaf people, when you start signing with them and sharing with them about Jesus, they are hungry for God's word. But the difference did you know most deaf people don't like to read the Bible? They don't, because of vocabulary and English. But if you sign the story, they love it. So we're going to do a story today. You ready? We're going to do Mark chapter 7 with Jesus and the deaf man. How many of you know that story? Do you know the story? Okay, all right. So one question. Did Jesus know how to sign? Okay, all right, okay. Let's follow the story. Okay, so what happened is, and I'm gonna show you. This is where one of the guys asked me, you know, can you be expressive? Normally, I'm sure a pastor stands up here and he does the sermon from up here, right? Which if you're doing it hearing-wise, it's great because you can do all of this. But when you're signing, this is really like signing in a box, okay? And it doesn't always work so well. So I hope you'll give me a little leeway this morning. So I'm gonna show you how when we do the story. I need a deaf guy. Who should I pick for a deaf guy? I need a deaf guy. Who should I pick for a deaf guy? Oh, come on. One of you guys, come on up here. Come on up here. Okay, I need a deaf guy. All right.
Take out your hearing aids.
I do have hearing aids.
You do? Oh, sorry. Hey, I wore those. Oh, and I was going to explain to you. Thank you very much. Because you will probably see me after worship with this on, okay? That's because we are the same. I wear these hearing aids also. And it's not a hat. It's called what? Do you remember from Bible study? My hearing assistive technology, all right? Without my hat, if people talk with me, it's not like you're talking like this all the time. And when I put my hat on, it clarifies your voices. So you're going to see me with my hat on because it increases my comprehension of vocabulary probably about 50%. Wow. Yeah. So I have used a hat now for almost 20 years. So, So you'll almost 30, you know, 20 years. So you'll try this sometime.
You'll have it?